Today's share in the Dear Shu Mishneh Berurah Yomi program is Daf Pei Tes Amud Aleph. We're in the third volume of Mishneh Berurah, and we are in Siman Shin Beis, and we are at Sif Yud. We've been discussing how one can wash off or rinse off, wipe off dirt from one's clothing on Shabbos. What is an Issa D'Raisa, what is an Issa D'Rabbanan, and what is Heter Gomer. So we continue with Sif Yud. The Mechaber writes, Haroch Eitz Yodav, if somebody's washing their hands, Tov l'nagvam b'koach zu b'zu, one should preferably rub the water off the hands after you wash them with some force to get as much water as you can off the hands. U'lachosu mehem hamayim kifi yecholto, and get off as much of the excess water from your hands as you possibly can before kodem shiyekanchem b'mapa, before you go wipe them on a towel. Now, this is something we discussed again 2 days ago in the very beautiful introduction that the Mishneh Berurah gave in Sivkot and Lamites to this entire discussion, and we will again discuss now. And this aspect can be seen in the Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot and Memtes, where the Mishneh Berurah writes, Avamidina, the basic din is, Shorei l'shtei deos hanal b'hago l'kanach b'mapa. We brought down in yesterday's shiur two opinions in the Ramah, a more makel opinion, a more machmer opinion, as to whether you are allowed to go and pour water on a garment that is not dirty. The more makel opinion was that you could, as long as you didn't pour a lot of water, because if you poured a lot of water, we're not concerned with kibbutz, because there is no concern with kibbutz in a clean garment, but we're concerned with schita, that you'll squeeze it out, but a little bit of water, since there is no concern of schita, and there is no concern of kibbutz in a clean garment, you're allowed to do that. And then the more machmer opinion was that you're not even allowed to do this on a clean garment. So those are the two deos that the Mishneh Berurah is referring to. So he says, min hadin, one doesn't have to wipe off the excess water from one's hand. And one could technically go and put their fully wet hands without drying the hands off at all by rubbing them together, removing the excess water, and put it right into a towel. That's min hadin. As the Ramah mentioned yesterday. However, here we have that one should go and do a removal of the excess water. As the Mishneh Berurah continues in Sivkot Nun. Hukidei Lot says, Gam hadas hayesh machmirim, shekosav l'malo besov siv kotten l'amates. That's because there's an even more machmir opinion that the Mishneh Berurah had brought down in his introduction, which is not stated over here in the previous sif by the Ramah, but that is that even if you're going to put water onto a towel, derech lichloch, in a way that normally would make the towel dirtier by wiping your dirty-ish hands, or your hands that are being wiped into the towel, that's certainly not going to clean the towel. That's going to make the towel, if anything, probably dirtier. So there is an opinion that says that even that is not allowed to be done. The Sfirulu, this very machmir opinion, holds the b'chol gavne amrinon shriyoso zuhichibuso, that for any wetting of a garment, even if it's done in a derech lichluch, in a way that would normally dirty the towel or the garment, you're not allowed to do that if it makes the addition of water to the towel or garment at the same time. Because the addition of water, shriyaso, zuhi kibuso, that is considered laundering it. Avshu derech lichluch, even though this is done in a way that dirties the towel or garment. The only way that would be permissible, according to this very machmir opinion, elodimhu ma'at maim, only if there's a very, very limited amount of water. Because sovrim de ein bazeh mishum chashash kibus, because this machmir opinion holds in this situation, we're only putting a little bit of water on the towel or garment in a way of derech luchluch, in a way that normally would dirty it, then that's permissible. Mishneh Berurah continues and he writes, however, ach mishum de ein on a bekiim eze mikrimat, but we don't really know what's the difference between a lot of water and a little water. This very machmir opinion only allows a little water, but not a lot of water, derech luchluch, to be put onto a garment. Therefore, that's why the Mechaber writes, the Mishneh Berurah explains, Lekach kosu de mina kosher shenagid yodav b'koach. In order to be yotze, even this very machmir opinion, the Mechaber said, go and try to remove as much of the excess water on your hands to knock it down to the bare minimum, and then you can use the towel in a derech lichloch, even according to this very machmir opinion. Mishneh Berurah Sivkot Nun Aleph continues, and he writes, Sheyodav meluchlochos umetanef behem esamapa. This derech luchluch means that your hands are somewhat dirty, and therefore when you wipe them on the towel, you're going to make the towel dirtier. Vidavko bimapa v'chayotzi behem. And this is true only with the towel or any other garment or any other type of cloth that's similar to this. She'ein derech lahakpid al hamayim hatfuchen. That you don't get upset, you expect the towel to get wet after you wash your hands and dry them on the towel. Avol lenage bedover shederech lahakpid bechol al meimav habeluim bo osur. But if you're going to dry it, let's say on a suit or on a shirt or something which you normally do not want to have any water on, then it will be forbidden to do so, even derech lichluch. mitam shema yavo l'day srita, because here we're not concerned about the laundering aspect, we're concerned about the srita. You're going to come to go and squeeze out the excess water from this garment, which you are makbid on, that shouldn't be wet. As we've already learned, u'kamosha kosev, simin shenalef, sif memvav. And he writes, ken kosev l'morgan avram, this is the morgan avram's opinion. Then he says, "Ayin in the prima godim shechriya the dafku b'mayim rubim." This is only a concern if you do this with a lot of water. Avu b'mayim uwatim, but if you only have a little bit of water over here and you're putting it into this garment that you're makbid about getting wet, but since it's only a little bit of water, how much is a little water? Kamosha motzayad they see if you can yadayim, the amount of normal water that you would normally go and put into a towel when you dry your hands off. So if you do that on your shirt or on your suit, lo chayshin and l'schita klal, then we're not concerned that you're going to go squeeze out this garment over here, because it's just not a practical concern. And in fact, this is not only the opinion of the Prima Godim, v'chein pasku al yaraba, v'tosef v'shabes, l'hokel, v'sifu kayadayim, that when you're drawing your hands off on something like this, you can be makel and look there further for a discussion, ayin shom tamayu, the extra reasons that they provide. However, but if you spill a significant amount of water on the table, then lekuli alma, everybody would agree, also lekanchol bebeged shemakbid olav, then you couldn't take your shirt and go put it on the table or any other garment that you're makbid about getting wet, imumayim merubim, because that's a lot of water, shema yovo l'day slita, because after you put your shirt down and catch the water, so you may come to wring the shirt out, and that would be over an issur of slita. Now this Mishnah Berurah that we just did, we haven't yet done the Ramah on. So now we go to the Ramah. The Ramah says, Hagah, V'yesha kosu de'en lochush lozeh. There is the opinion that the Ramah brings down that says you don't have to be concerned about this derech lichlok. If you're doing it derech lichlok, that you're going to have water going into it over here, derech lichlok, that could go and be considered kibus. The lo amrinan shriyas beged zehu kibuso b'chi agavda. Because the way that we paskin, except for this very machmer opinion, is that you don't have to be concerned about shriyaso zehu kibuso in regards to doing it derech lichlok. The ein zerak derech lichlok, that it only applies over here, that you have to be concerned about shriya if it's not derech lichlok, but if it's derech lichlok, it doesn't apply. And that's what we just did, the Mishnah Berurah that explained it. And then the Ramah paskins, based upon the Torah, the Beis Yosef, and the Augur, the chein noagim. This, in fact, is the appropriate halachic response, that one can do this if it's via derech lichlok. You don't have to be concerned for this very strict opinion that the Machaber said you should ideally be concerned for. And therefore, the practical ramifications according to Ramah are as follows. V'lochein, mutter, a person is permitted, l'nagiv yodav bebeged shehitil botinok meraglayim, kidei levatlam. Now, we have to remind ourselves of a din over here, that when there's urine in front of a person is not allowed to daven. So let's say the mother or the father is changing the baby. The baby has over here a garment that is somewhat soaked or wet with urine. And you want to daven in front of that baby. Now, there's urine present, so you have to go and nullify the urine. The way you do that is by putting water into the urine or onto the garment over here. And therefore, the Ramah tells us one would be permitted to go and wipe their hands. Again, it may not be something that we think ideally from a hygienic point of view, but from a practical point of view, you can take your hands that are wet and dry them on this wet baby's, let's say, pants or whatever the baby has that the baby soiled with urine. And this way, you'd be adding water to the urine and you'd be nullifying the urine that you now could daven in the presence of that urine, within the dalet amos of that urine, because you've nullified the urine. Kidei levatlam, because here you're doing it to be mevatel the urine and not to go and clean the garment that the baby's wearing that has the urine in it. As the Ramah continues and he writes, she'ein zeh rak derech lichloch bi'alma. This is also falling into the category of drawing your hands in a way that's lichloch over here. You're doing it to be mevatel the urine over here, and you're not doing it to go and rinse out the baby's garment from the urine. However, the Ramah continues, Abel also litain mayim mamish al hamei reglayim kedei lebatlam. But you wouldn't be allowed to go put onto the garment over here, directly pour water onto it to nullify, because that would be considered over here regular kibus, and that's not allowed. So to summarize, to do it with a derech lichlok by wiping your hands that are wet onto the garment, and you're going to nullify the urine in that fashion, that's called derech lichlok and is allowed. But to go pour water directly on it, that's already a problem of kibus. And of course, it would not be allowed. The Mishnah Berurah explains this further in the upcoming Mishnah Berurah Sifim Ketanim. And he writes over here in Sifkat Nun Beis, Shinotel yodav b'mayim u'menagvam b'habeged. You get your hands wet, you wash them with water, and then you go and dry them off on this urine-soaked pants or garment that the baby was wearing. Sivkat Nun Gimel, Me Raglayim, Avo Kiyesh Alav Tsoa. That's when it's urine. But if there is excrement on the garment, Asur Laviro, Afil Ayde Nigov Hayadayim, then you wouldn't be allowed to remove the excrement over here by wiping your wet hands on the excrement laden garment. The Afa Pishu Derech Lichluch, because albeit it's Derech Lichluch, what you're doing with your dirty hands, putting them on this dirty garment, Mikol Makom Kibasu. But here, you're cleaning the garment by wiping away the excrement. That Beged Hoyam Luchluch Yoser Mikodem, the because this garment was really filthy, and you're removing the lichluch over here. As opposed to Mashein Kain, Neiraglayin, Ein Moaz Kokach. Urine is not as disgusting as excrement, and therefore, Vigam Shom, Ein Matirin, Elamishum, De Kavanoso, Rakide, Levatlam, Velo, Lichabes, Ulalabin, Habegin. And there, you're not trying to remove the urine, you're trying to nullify the urine. There's a big difference between removing the excrement and nullifying the urine. When you're removing the excrement, you're actually laundering the garment and removing the excrement. But when you're adding your wet hands' water onto the urine-soaked garment, so then you're not really removing the urine, you're just halachically nullifying the urine, and that's why that is permissible with the urine, but it's not permissible with the excrement. Sivkat Nun Dalet, you're doing this to be mevatel the urine. The suchal is spalu levarcha. Now you're allowed to go and daven and make brachos within the dalet amos of the baby, of the garment. Uchigon shamei raglayim muatim. This is talking about whether the mei raglayim is not a massive amount of mei raglayim. Kemo shederach atinuk lahatil bivugadam shemuutiv bo. Like the amount that the baby has normally, that is soaked into the garment that the baby may be wearing. They nozel a beged ha'ein. And it won't really drip down onto the mother. Let's say the baby has this urine-soaked pants that and sitting on the mother's lap, so it will not really pour out of the baby. Kim tipas davimu, it will only be a little bit over here. V'sagile levat lo b'kinuch yodayim. And therefore, it's adequate to go and put your wet hands on this garment and get the urine mevatled in that fashion by wiping your hands on this garment. And he brings us down the name of the Beis Yosef. And he says, V'ayin le'el b'simen ayin zayin. We discussed these halachos over there, and in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Zayin, the halachos of nullifying urine. And the issue foot number 50 reminds us what those are, and he brings down the name of the Chacham Tzvi, Sha'av shebederech klal tzorech loseis revius mayin l'soch meraglayim kideh she'emutul omar dover shebekdusha. Normally you need to put in a revius into pure urine. If you have like a puddle of urine, you have to add a revius of water at a minimum. However, when you're dealing over here with a beged, he goes through an arichus, a whole discussion over here why you can use less than a revius, and he discusses several other situations as well. I ain't shown in the rest of this footnote. Mishnah Berurah Sivkat Nun Hei comments then upon Ramah's statement that it's also litein mayim mamish al hamei raglayim kidei levatlam. You can't pour the water directly onto the beged with the urine that's soaked into it. He says, however, vafilu lito yodav aleim, even to go and wash your hands above this garment, and the water will pour off from your hands onto the garment, after nasim shochem, even though this water is now called water that's called shochem, and therefore it is not halachically the same as water that would be able to be drunk, for example. Since they don't have actual lichluch in them, this is considered something that would be able to be used for laundering, and therefore this water, even though it's coming off your hands and going straight onto the urine-soaked garment, would not be allowed to be done. And he says, again, here, even though your intention is not to go and clean the garment, it's really just to be mevatel the urine, nevertheless, both are accomplished at the same time. When you're pouring a significant amount of water over here, you're eventually going to not only be mevatel the urine, but you're going to clean the garment as well. And here we say, dishriyoso zeu kibus. So we do say that the pouring of the water on the garment, that's its laundering. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah concludes, V'lochein tov shlo likach tinok b'cheiko b'shabbos. Therefore, one should not take a baby who you have a concern with that they'll get urine on you, im lo al kar, unless you're putting some sort of a separation between you and the baby's clothing that could dirty your garment, so now it's going to dirty this kar, this pillow, this sheet or whatever, pen yashtin, because the baby may urinate, and as a result, you're going to dirty your garment and you'll be in trouble. Then the Mishnah writes, "V'nei l'fi hamavor basifim elu." According to what we've learned in these sifim, the beged sheish bo lichluch, if the garment has lichluch on it, lukuliyamer shuyasu zeu kibusu. As we've already learned in yesterday's shir, we mentioned already earlier in today's shir, that when you pour water on a dirty garment, that is called kibuso, shuyasu zeu kibuso. So you have to be very careful. Tzorich lizor shelo lishpoch shumayim l'soch kli sheshruyin bo begodim l'chapsan. You have to be very careful not to add any water into a container that has clothing that is soaking in it to be laundered. So the setup here is you have clothing that's in some water. You can't add more water to that on Shabbos. Unless the water is olim mikvar lemal al begodim, the water that the clothing is soaking in is already above the water level is above the clothing. So all of the clothing that's soaking in there is below water, and therefore by adding additional water on the top, you're not doing anything. Then we don't say shuaso zeu kibuso, but mistaber the mutter only in that situation. It's permissible in that situation once it's already fully soaked. The kol shekein, and likewise, one should be very careful. She yizar shelo lahatil beged lemayim. Not to throw a garment into water. V'lochein, this has nafkamina. Harocheitz tinok, if somebody is going to wash a baby, lo yosin begadu b'mayim. So you have to be careful that when you're washing the baby, you don't have the baby in any clothing, and you put the baby and the clothing in the water. That's not allowed. And he says there's an entire arichas on this over here. V'ayim mashakasabnu b'dir halocha. On the previous page, in the Dir Halacha, Dibra Maskel, the Law of Rinan, the Chofetz Chaim has a very long discussion. It starts on about the second or third line of this Dibra Maskel. He says, "Hinei le'inyan ruchitzas tinok b'yontuv b'mayim chamim." How are you properly supposed to go and wash a baby in hot water, which you can wash a baby in hot water on yontif, obviously not too hot to hurt the baby, but you can wash the baby in hot water to clean the baby, and the baby's wearing diapers, and you keep the baby in the diapers or some sort of a swaddling type of a cloth, and how are you allowed to do this? And he goes through a long arichos ayin shom in this Bir Halacha. The Chofetz Chaim concludes at the end of this Bir Halacha. He says, "Mikom mokom aydeinu Yehudi yesh lahatir nesinas haverdul." And that's the diapers lamayim. You could put the baby in with the diapers that are dirty into the water. If a non-Jewish person does this, and he says, "Vafilu mhem nekiim umuchubasim tov sheinosin l'sol chamayim aydeinu Yehudi imefsher." He says, even if the baby's wearing clean clothing and now giving it a bath, it still would be preferable to go and have a non-Jewish person do this for the baby if you can't take off the clothing. That is the psak of the Chofetz Chaim in the best of the situations. Again, look in this Bir Halacha for more details. Then we go to Sivkat Nun Vav. The Ramah had told us that you're not allowed to directly pour water onto urine that's in a garment. And he says, in Sivkat Nun Vav, Sheva Beged, we're talking about when the urine's in the garment. Abol Sheva Aretz Mutter. But one certainly is allowed to go and pour water onto urine on Shabbos that's in the ground, and obviously in a way that there's no concern for watering the ground. So you're putting it, let's say, on cement, and there's a puddle of urine over there, you'd be allowed to pour water on it to nullify the urine, and therefore be able to say davening and brachos. The issue footnote number 52 brings down to go and sprinkle some sort of a disinfectant or a detergent on the diapers of a baby or on the clothing of a baby. They used to have cloth diapers, so we're talking about a reusable diaper, or on the clothing of a baby today that got dirty from the urine. So in order you're doing this, in order to kedei laharchik mehem charokim o chaydokim, in order to prevent insects or bacteria from further getting involved over here in the dirty clothing. So Shlomo Zalman Zatzal says that this is permissible. Because kivan shebederech klal ein chomer zeh mishamish l'kibus. Because you're not doing this over here for cleansing. V'adarabah, recho ra, choder lebeged. In fact, this disinfectant that you're putting it on has a foul odor to it, and it's going to penetrate into the beged. The last thing you want to do is to put this onto a garment. So since you're doing it over here purely to keep away the insects and the bacteria, it is permissible to do so. Finally, the issue footnote number 53 brings down a very scary Gemara from Shabbos Lamed Beis Amud Aleph, where it says, "Shenoshim mesos begil tzor mishum shemechabsos tzoas b'neim b'Shabbos." Rachmona Litzlan lo aleinu. It could be very, very dangerous for a parent not to be careful about these laws of laundering children's garments that are soaked with urine or with excrement, and to just blithely say that you can do whatever you want. Rachmana Litzlan lo aleinu. We should be zocha to follow these halachos and be zocha to healthy parents and healthy children. That concludes today's share.